purpose of the emergency meeting is to discuss according to James on Carolina Beach Inlet Security Beach Fund. Notice has been posted at 6:45 p.m. August 9th, 2011. This meeting is 6 hour required notice. Can I have a motion to excuse Mayor Pro Tem Keener?
Make a motion.
Second. His excuse or his request was received via email to the town clerk. He had to be out of town having new business. And with that being said, I'm going to turn the meeting over
to... Was there a vote?
You got vote?
What was the vote?
We just seconded it.
Okay. Do we have a motion? We have a motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. And with that, the Beach Inlet Waterway liaison is Commissioner Dubin. Mr. Dubin was at the meeting yesterday, so Jim, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mayor. Started out the meeting by asking our attorney what we had brought our attorney up to speed soon after we left the meeting. And he's done some research and says he has some information for us.
And thank you. This is not the first time a subject like this has come up. This has come up before. Matter of fact, last year, when there was a request made to help fund the decorations of the bridge with Carolina Beach. And unfortunately, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but under 160A-209, there are only 34 items to which we can use ad valorem taxes for expenditure, and they must be for necessary and proper expense for the general purpose of your community. We cannot fund outside activities, and I'm afraid this does not fit into this statute. Therefore, you can't fund it unless you have monies from some other source. And that's my view on this.
There's a question. What would you consider other sources?
Grants?
I mean, anything other than
that below taxes.
Anything other than taxes is right. Available to us.
Yes, sir.
Question. What about your tax that you get from
room occupancy?
So 3% room occupancy?
Yes.
Arlen, could you address that and the monies that are available and the monies that aren't available?
I mean, right now, what we have available, about $53,000. Right now, that's not even enough to cover the lifeguard expenses that we submit every year for reimbursement from PDA. So that would be our first thing, is to get lifeguard expenses reimbursed. And then there's also the, I think Andy, correct me if I'm wrong, the TDA, that there's only certain purposes, I guess, that produces that you can for those funds.
And that is not one of them.
That's not one of them.
Okay.
The second part of the TDA money that is used for tourist advertising, do you know what monies that we should be generating for that?
It looks like probably on an annual basis, maybe around $100,000.
No, it's nowhere near that much money. The
first 3% or second
3%? The second half of the second 3%.
Right, part of it's for activities, part of it's for promotion.
And the promotion part?
It looks like it averages around $100,000.
I didn't think
about that. Right now, there's only about $4,000 of that left.
Okay. I'm not quite sure whether a discussion is even called for. There's no possibility of any revenue being able to be directed, at least the short notice, until unless we would do something with ROT or anything like that, and I can't speak for the rest of the council. I don't feel comfortable doing anything that's going to mess with tax dollars, either pro or con, when only three of us are up. That this should, because of the fact we're shorthanded to begin with, this should be something that everybody that has been elected should enter into and take part of the discussion and also the voting. What I would suggest to the other members of council is that we adjourn this meeting because of lack of ability to fulfill the function that we were called here for, and sit down with, make contacts back with the county and Rick Catlin, and sit down with Andy and Rick to see what other options are available to us to at least allow for a discussion to go forward. And if there's no other options available, to also make that publicly known.
Can I make a comment?
Yes, Mike.
Back in the 40s, 50s, we had an inlet to the south of us. We had a charter boat fleet down there in the basin. It was a viable concern. The reason the Carolina Beach Inlet got cut was because of Boys of Carolina Beach, we had to go to Wrightsville Beach to go out the inlet. It was hard for them to go up there and spend all that money and go out there. That's why the winters had ducks that went off the beach and the whole thing. Ours went away. Our motels and industry we had at that time stopped, and the pier and the motels, it all stayed where it is today. Now, the reason Carolina Beach built up is because of that yacht basin up there. And I am personally ashamed of Curie Beach not being able to open up your damn wallet and give them $100.
Any other comments? Yes, Andy.
It sounds like this is from what Andy said, it's a legal matter that you cannot fund this from certain areas. But my question is, if the town of Curie Beach is not able to help, are you guys going to continue to go to these meetings and continue to represent the town of Curie Beach at these meetings trying to work on this inlet? And if so, then I have a comment on that. If you're not, then...
Well, I can only speak for myself as the representative. When I'm sitting on there, and especially at the meeting that we had the other day,
right,
as far as the tourism industry as a whole and fishing specifically, that I am more than willing to do whatever within the power of Curie Beach finances and everything to do. We're all connected one way or the other, some closer than others. I don't think that any given community can just cut themselves off and think that what's going to happen to the area isn't going to affect them either positively or negatively. So I think anything that is going to bring money into the area one way or the other eventually is going to be of some benefit to Curie Beach.
Sure. Well, and if you are, then I would like to have some, I'd like to say something to you guys to keep in your mind. I know that, you know, that inlet, it has been, it's a black hole that the federal government, people have been dumping money into for years. We continually have the same problem. I mean, you dig the sand out, the sand comes right back. I mean, that is never going to change unless we do something different. So going forward, it would make more sense to me to understand that the state of North Carolina was just awarded four rock jetties for four other inlets. Understand that the federal government is given permission to do that, but the communities have to pay for that, have to find the funds somewhere to do that. That is what we need to solve this, so that in the future we're not sitting in here having these same meetings trying to keep this thing open. If we're going to do anything and we're going to put any money into this thing, let's put it into it right, and let's get the county to, you know, request, whoever just has to request it, request permission for us to put a jetty in. Let's move from there and start looking at a long-term fix for this problem instead of putting a band-aid on something every, you know, once or twice a year and spending, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars a pop to do it.
Andy, I think from my standpoint, excuse me,
Andy, have his hand down next, Charlotte.
I'm not sure. We might have a solution to this thing. And I don't know how much money we would have. Now, we do have these towers and what have you that we have leased out. And whatever revenues are derived from that, I don't know if that's been committed in the budget or not. But that is not ad valorem tax. That might be used. We need to look at
it. Has been committed, well, at least ever since I've been on council, it's been committed as revenue.
So.
Andy, can I finish? I had one more thing. You know, if this is basically a one-time ask. I mean, I've certainly, you know, I live in Carolina Beach. I don't want the town of Carolina Beach paying $30,000 or $50,000 every time we have to dredge the inlet out of our tax money. I definitely don't want that. But, you know, for this one time, if it is possible, we're asking, help us. The county's kicking in the majority of the money. Whitesville Beach has an inlet. They're offering to kick some money in. I mean, this one time, if you guys can help us, we need it. We got hit with this right square in the nose here right quick and didn't know it was coming. So we're trying to scramble to keep it open so we can keep our businesses going and then focus on a long-term fix for this versus this continual little bit of dredging that we're doing.
Well, the reason we called this meeting, and Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, is the county, through Rick Catlin, needs to know in black and white if we are committed financially
for
$15,000. And when the captains are out there, I was at the meeting. If we had known about this 6 months ago, now I've been in contact with Richard Burr's office and Mike McIntyre's. Both of them think that this would qualify for a tourist development block grant for just what you're talking about. But it doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
6 months ago, we did not have a 50% cap on the governor. But that came about because of constraints in the budget. So this is a knee-jerk thing that, you know, I wish we had some more people, not so time tested. You're next, sir.
This is an emergency situation.
I know, yeah.
And this isn't like a long-term solution to it. We're asking for this money to buy us the time to find a long-term solution. And I want to stress that You are Carolina Beach's neighbor. We're on the same island. And if you can please find the funds to come up with, it sends out a positive message to Wilmington, Wrightsville Beach, and the county, because we're asking for funds from them too. And it looks good if our next door neighbor is willing to come help us. That sends a positive message.
Well, anybody that drives to Carolina Beach, right now, I would not be, I would bet the farm that if you go from one end of Carolina Beach, you're going to see, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, at least 75 center console boats in there that all use that inlet. And there's nothing any more invigorating in quality of life as when you go through that inlet at dusk, I mean at dawn, going out, you know, to fish. It's just, like I said, if it hadn't been an emergency, we wouldn't call an emergency meeting. Charlie, you were next, and then you were. Will you spell your last name, Nancy?
Nancy, my name is Robert, and the last name is Schoonmaker. It's Schoonmaker. Thank you.
Charlie?
The question that Andy had brought up related to the jetties, if you will. If I'm not mistaken, that particular bill passed with a limited for experimental purposes to see what the outcome would be, and they've already been basically consumed. So if you're going forward on this, I don't know that I'd rely too heavily on that aspect as a solution in the future. This is something I think that we're going to face not only with this, but beach renourishment. We have to consider these.
Well, we'll get to that subject. That's very true. It was brought up in the meeting. Yes, Ms. McGee.
I just wanted to add our points from the Budget Committee and Finance Committee. The consensus of the committee, of which Charlie is a part, is, as we had stated, our recommendation to the council at the time the budget was submitted, that our goals right now are to rebuild that general fund. Not on the merits of this particular request, its validity and all, but there's simply an allocation of resources. Our committee's consensus is that the funds not be taken from the general fund if they can come out of some other source, but our recommendation is we do not have the general fund for the needs of other resources be allocated for other funds.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
I understand that this project will cost $450,000 and the state is chipping in half of that, which is $225,000. So Carolina Beach has to come up with another $225,000. I understand the county will be paying 75%, which is $168,750. The ports will be kicking in 1%, which is $2,230. That's a total of, and then Carolina Beach said they would kick in $55,000. That's a total of $225,980 for a grand total of $450,980. I don't fully understand what our $15,000 would go toward if they already have the $450,000 that they need.
Jim, do you want to answer that? Do you want me to answer?
Go ahead. I don't remember.
This has not gone to the county commissioners, and that 75% is not chiseled in stone. The original numbers they used were a 60-40 split. Is that right, Captain?
Yes, sir, it is.
This is best case scenario, and I don't think, in my opinion, Commissioner Catlin was that optimistic about the 75.
The feedback I got from Wilmington and Wrightsville Beach was they were kind of on the fence post. I mean, they were asked. Wilmington was asked for $5,000. Wrightsville Beach was asked for $5,000. Curry Beach was asked for $15,000. That's in the best case scenario. I mean, if you break it down by percentages, they're asking for 3.3% of the total project to help out. I mean, they're asking. You know, it is a significant amount of money, but more importantly, if Curry Beach could find those funds, it sends the right message to the other people involved. I mean, we're tied together. We're joined at the hip. There's just a line that divides us in the sand. But we are one community and we are one island. I think helping our neighbor is the biggest thing we could do.
I understand that completely, and I think we should help our neighbors whenever we can, especially since we may be calling on them sometime. I don't understand why we have the smallest budget out of all of those entities, and yet we're being asked to do $15,000 instead of $5,000. I mean, you have to work with this town to understand how really, really tight our budget is and how we've been draining the general fund for several years, and just this year we're finally trying to get back up to where we belong, so we have something in reserve. We should have a catastrophe here.
The way they,
and it's not that I don't want to help anybody, I'm just trying to understand how this figure was arrived at, since, and maybe we need to hear from the county first, and how much they're going to.
The way that they developed this was basically how close you were to the inlet and the amount of usage that potentially you had to the inlet. Obviously, Carolina Beach has the greatest usage, and because they have a harbor, they had people that had boats that use that as their living. Curry Beach was next because of proximity. And because of the number of people, obviously being an oceanfront community right next to where the inlet is, that if we were going to have people that didn't want to stay in Carolina Beach, they would be staying in Curry Beach, or that owned boats that lived here, that their usage was going to be greater than Wrightsville Beach. Wrightsville Beach, as the mayor of Wrightsville Beach said, he said, "I'm going to have a heck of a time explaining to my taxpayers why I'm asking for money for an inlet when we've got a perfectly good inlet right in front of us. But he said, you know, it's part of it. But to me, this is, it seems like we can sit and talk about what a great idea it is, but we're hamstrung by the fact that we actually can't do anything. So again, what I would suggest is that we end this and then start digging to find out what we can do.
I'd like to make, does anybody else have anything to say out there? John, you?
Well, yeah, I mean, if we can't contribute our tax dollars, how are Wilmington and Wrightsville Beach planning on contributing their tax dollars?
That's a question I don't know. The motion I would like to make now is that we send a resolution in full support of Carolina Beach Inlet dredging, and we will reconvene at the time when we have full council, and we will be researching alternative funds.
I'll second that.
Matt, did you get all that?
Send resolution in full support of dredging, and we'll reconvene and search for alternative funds.
We'll reconvene when we have a full council when Chuck's back in town. In the interim, we will be researching, like Andy said, any other means of funds that we might have available.
So the resolution's not committing any amount of money?
No, we don't know until, I mean, if this is the law, I don't know what we can do. Well, it's like Mike said, we put a darn jar down the pier and start putting on it, and I'll give the first 100 if that's what it takes.
It's not Arthur Captain's putting money out of their pocket then?
We've made some
money. And they got them on Whitebait Club dumping money in.
Yep, they got.
And other civic organizations around this community doing the same thing.
Yep, they've already, since last night, $10,000 has been raised from Four Ball, the bingo, and then one other firm, I can't remember, I just got off the phone and talked to Dan about it. Gottemong's going to meet with him tomorrow. They're going to donate some money. And then the captains are getting together, and we're hoping, I've made some phone calls already and raised, just between in an hour, I've raised about $600. And I'll talk with John and Andy after this meeting. And we're trying to come up with a $1,000 gesture to this, you know, project, just to show how much it affects us and how strongly we feel. I mean, we're working and scrapping as hard as we can, but we need to, you know, make a show token, you know, we need to donate some money to show that we care, and we're trying to do all we can on our part.
Well, I will stroke you a check before I leave here today.
Thank you, Dean.
Like I told you, Captain, I wish we had known this. We should have been working on this 6 months ago.
Now that the steam is here and we realize the importance of this and we're working on this right now, now we don't need to just sit back on the couch and say, all right, we got some funding, we're good until June 2012. We need to put our heads down even harder and find that long-term solution. And, you know, we can't do, it starts here, but then it goes to the state and then it goes to the federal government. And so that's, we're really just getting started.
And the bigger picture is this is a drop in the bucket compared to renourishment.
And you're exactly right that we need to make it beneficial for the people in the renourishment department to help us with inlet dredging, and some laws need to be changed and some other stuff.
Well, some of the stuff that came out yesterday, if I can embellish and just say, is absolutely the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life, that under the Army Corps of Engineer rules, when they decide to sell or salvage one of those dredges, it cannot be sold to anybody in the United States. And I'm going, we're dealing with rules that are unbelievable. But anyway.
What, shallow inlet dredging, you can't dredge deeper than 8 feet at low tide. Now why? Because they won't be able to come back and dredge again in 3 months. I mean, dig it back to the rules and go all out.
The Army Corps engineer are cobbled by absolutely are crazy. And I would like to repeat what I said yesterday. Representative Hamilton said, and Representative Justice said, that the letters that y'all sent were very important to keep that up.
And you heard the Corps guy say that the brand new dredge, what is it, the Monroe?
Mullet or something, I don't know.
Fork. It's a brand new dredge that the Corps built, and it's not even going to make it to North Carolina until March 2012, because Florida has enough private funding and funding down there that's going to keep it busy until then. So it's going to leave out of the Gulf and dredge Florida all the way around, hitting their shallow draft inlets before it even makes it up here.
Representative Hamilton said that Topsail had their matching funds, so of course that's where they're going to go first.
Holden Beach has theirs too.
Yeah. Okay, with that said, do I have a motion to adjourn?
No, excuse me. There's a motion.
No, all in favor, signal by saying aye.
I didn't hear a second. Who seconded that?
Emily seconded.
Thank you very much.
I think they had that backwards. Anyway.
And that was unanimous?
Yes. I'm curious to see where Carolina Beach is going to pull theirs on. But they have, their TDA money is much stronger than ours. But anyway. All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Sir.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.